Like many of you, I woke up to an earthquake on the Saturday morning of Labor Day weekend. As you know now, this was a magnitude 5.8 event near Pawnee, Oklahoma, the largest earthquake ever recorded in that state. Almost immediately, attention focused on high-volume disposal wells near the earthquake epicenter. These are deep wells that dispose of the salt water that's produced along with oil and gas. Scientists believe that the mass of this salt water changes pore pressures in subsurface rocks, allowing critically stressed faults to move, creating earthquakes. These man-made or induced earthquakes have been linked to a dramatic increase in seismicity in the mid-continent, especially in Oklahoma and south central Kansas. Here's the idea. Increased oil production, much of it based on horizontal drilling, led to increased volumes of salt water to get rid of, and that led to increased seismicity. In response, regulatory agencies in both Kansas and Oklahoma ordered cutbacks in disposal volumes, and lower oil prices led to less exploration, production, and salt water to be disposed of. For the most part, seismicity in both states has been down until recently. Because I'm on the Kansas Induced Seismicity Task Force, and because I'm at the Kansas Geological Survey, I've done innumerable media interviews on this topic. But on the Saturday afternoon of the Pawnee earthquake, I got a new question. Is this like Christmas to you? A reporter asked. Christmas, I said. What holiday is the opposite of Christmas? Because that's what this is. Now, I understood his point. These events are scientifically interesting, but the question also reminded me of a colleague from Arkansas who described his reaction to induced seismicity there. First, he said, earthquakes are a novelty, then a nuisance, and finally, a nightmare. For people in Oklahoma and south central Kansas, we probably passed nuisance long ago. These earthquakes cause damage, and even when they don't, they're disconcerting, especially in places that used to be seismically quiet, and because people worry that something bigger could be in the works. On the other hand, folks in the oil and gas business are concerned about restrictions on disposal. If we produce oil in the mid-continent, we produce salt water. People talk about reuse and recycling that salt water, but right now there are few economic alternatives to deep well disposal. We know a lot more today than we did when these events started. We know to look at all the wells around an earthquake, not just the one closest to the epicenter. We know that it took a long time for disposal volumes and pressures to build up, so it'll take time for these earthquakes to stop too. We also know that oil prices will go back up someday, and so will the need to dispose of salt water safely. The Labor Day earthquake wasn't like Christmas, no. But it was a reminder of how much we don't know, how much we still have to learn, and a reminder that the issue of man-made earthquakes won't go away anytime soon.